quick word on the parashat Bo that we're learning. So, of course, the parashat talks about the Korban Pesach. So, Borei Olam says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Belakehu min adam, you'll take from the blood of the Korban Pesach, v'natnu al shetei mezuzot v'al mashkof, and you'll place the blood on the shtei mezuzot, on the two posts." So she says, "What mezuzot? Hem as bekufot. Ahat mikan la petach, ahat mikan. The two posts. And then v'al mashkof. What mashkof?" So she says, "Hu alyon. Shaldeh let shokef alav kishezogrim oto." Beautiful. So you sprinkle on the two side posts and on the lintel, they call it. So she says, "Lintel bela'ad." על הבתים אשר יאכלו אותו בהם. That's what it says, רבותיי. That's the commandment that God gives to Moshe Rabbeinu. והיה אדם לכם לאות על הבתים, I'm going to see the blood, ופצחתי עליכם, and that's it. So then Moshe Rabbeinu goes to the Jewish people, and he tells them all the laws. Vayikra Moshe lekol zikne Yisrael mishichu ukulachem, take the Korban Pesach ukachtem agudat ezov utbaltem badam asher basaf vigachtem el amashkof el shtei mezuzot min adam asher basaf. Oh, so the pasuk says you'll take the blood and you'll put it on the mashkof and then on the mezuzot. So Moshe Rabbeinu reverses it. Moshe Rabbeinu reverses it. God told him two mezuzot mashkof. When Moshe Rabbeinu gives it over, v'gatem el mashkof, there's the mezuzot. Men adam asher basaf. You understand what's going on over there? So obviously we have a discrepancy over here. Why would Moshe Rabbeinu switch from what Borei Olam told him to do? The Haskuni, by the way. The Haskuni's question. Ulma'alahu omer lemafreya al shetem mezuzot v'al mashkof. So he points this out. This is the lamech in Sinaba Matanot Ba'ikev. There's obviously some ma'akev, obviously. So it's going to say, no, not this way, that way. It's all the same. So in the ma'akev. Balatunim says the same thing. Ubenetina keti venatinu ashtem bezot ha-maskof. Hekdim bezot ha-maskof. Lomar she'im shina seber yasa. Same like the Haskuni says. So over here, in the first place, we have a Kliyakar. So the Kliyakar says, "V'natinu ashtem mezuzot v'al mashkof, u'moshe hafak ha-seder. V'amal v'igavtem al mashkof v'shtes mezuzot." But derech ha-midrash, נוכל לומר כי אמרו שהקדוש ברוך הוא אמר לישראל, שובו אליי תחילה, ואחר כך אשוב עליכם. וכנסת ישראל משיבה, אין לי כוח לשוב תחילה, אלא אתה תהיה המתחיל שנאמר השיבנו אדוני אליך, ואחר כך ונשובה. Which means, who's approaching who? So we tell the Borei Olam, or Borei Olam tells שובה אליי. God says you have to take the first step. Shuba Eli, and then I'll return you. And then Ashuba Lechem. You want me to come to you? You have to take the first step. And we tell Borei Olam, we're too weak to take any steps. Hashivenu Adonai Elecha ben Ashuba. You come to us first, and then we'll come back to you. So he said, V'adelech Zifrash HaMashkof. The Mashkof is Hashem. Like the Pasuk says, Ki Yishkit Merom Kodesho. Mashkof, Eshkif. Eshkif on the Me'on. Ushtei HaMezuzot, HaMahdikim HaMashkof, HaYinu Zekut Avot V'Imahot. They're like the pillars of Am Yisrael. The Avot and the Imahot, they're the pillars of holding up the house. Ki Avot mitachta merkava vim zeroot olam. They're like the zeroot, they're holding up the pillars. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu kechole kavod yidahab. Venatu ha-shtei mezuzot. Ba'at echal ha-mashko. Lomar sh-tzadikim b'nei Avot imot yom ha-tchilim. Boi Olam says, first I need a hit-olerut. Mitata. Therefore, first I need something from downstairs, from the mezuzot. And then I'll be aroused to do something when I'm mashko. You have to take the first step. Arouse the chutavot, do something and all that. Moshe Amar, v'gartem ala mashkof tehila, en banu koh ala atchil. We have no power to be matchil. We have no power. So that's one way. Another way we explained in the previous years is that the shtem is uzot, Kli Yakar said, it's connected Moshe and Aharon. Moshe and Aharon, those are the two pillars. And the Mashkof is Am Yisrael. So if you look in the Torah calls Holiday of Pesach two names. One name is Pesach, one name is Chag HaMatzot. What's the difference between Pesach and Chag HaMatzot? So it all looks with perspective you're looking at the holiday. Pesach is what Hashem did. Hashem passed over our homes. Chag HaMatzot is what we did. That we left into the Midbar and we didn't have any food with us and we were willing to even eat Matzot. Two different angles. One looks at our accomplishment and one looks at God's accomplishment. The main name that we call the holiday is Pesach. We don't say, where are you going for Chag HaMatzot? They don't call it Chag HaMatzot trip. Doesn't flow. Pesach trip. Where are you going for Pesach? Where are you going for Chag HaMatzot? But the Torah calls it Chag HaMatzot. So what's the explanation? The explanation is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ashrechem Yisrael, you did a great thing. You went out to the Midbar, you didn't have any provisions with you, and you trusted me blindly. Ashrechem Yisrael, all you had is the matzah on your back. When a person goes to Florida, it's a 2.5 hour flight, you bring 3 days of food on the plane. And what does he do when he gets off the plane? He goes to eat. And he has 3 days of food just for the flight, even though they give you food on the plane. Just in case, there's a 20-minute delay, so you need 3 days of food. The engine, the thing, and the canteen, and the stuff. And you didn't even sit down yet. They didn't buckle the seat yet, already opening up all the stuff. Hey, where's the stuff? Hey, I'm starving. What's going on over here? Oh, you didn't bring this? Okay, what are we going to do now? You didn't bring this item. What are we going to do now? Stop the plane. Land the plane. And here you have, and that's the place where you're going to food. But you have to eat on the way to the food. Here, but they start going to the Midbar. There's no food in the Midbar. Lechtech acharai b'midbar, lo zeruha. They're going into the food, but there's no food. So you figure on the way out, they got to store up as much stuff as they can take. God says there's no time to take anything. Matzah on your back and go. What are you going to feed the kids? What are you going to feed the kids? Not tomorrow morning. What are you going to feed the kids in an hour? God said. So the taking of the matzah is a tremendous emunah. That emunah, that Bnei Olam gonna take care of it. So God says, the holiday is your credit. Chag HaMatzot. There's nobody like the Jewish people. God is Yisrael Hashem. And what did we say back to God? What are you giving us the credit for? It's all you. If you didn't pass over our houses, why did we need a siman? Because really we were guilty also. So we had to do something for you to pass over the house. So we say, Bnei Olam, it's your credit holiday. So we say, no, we love you, Hashem, we're calling it Pesach. And Hashem says, no, I'm calling it Chag HaMatzot. So each one's deflecting the credit, giving the other one the credit. You understand? So therefore God says, first put on the two mezuzot. The credit goes to Moshe and Aharon. And then put on the mashkof. Then I'll take the credit. We say, no. The credit goes to the mashkof first. The credit goes to the Boreh, and then Am Yisrael is second. So therefore each one is giving the the other, the due credit in this story over here. That's a nice interpretation. You understand? Hagatif, beautiful. That's Shavuot. That's Sukkot, actually.
Okay.
Okay,
you know. Holiday.
Yeah, it's the holiday. Hagatif. Hagatif. Okay, Hagatif.
One coffee,
dog. Yeah, sure. Coffee, all right. Give me what he's drinking already. That's what I want. Give me some of that stuff. So that's the reason why they put on the mezuzot and the mashkot, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu switches it. Because Borei Olam says to Moshe Rabbeinu, the mezuzot come first. Which means Ami said, Moshe Baharon, it's your credit. I'm second. And we say, no, the mashkot is first. It's your credit. Therefore, we call the holiday Pesach. That's what Hashem did. And he calls the holiday Hag HaMatzot. That's what we did. So that's the difference between either the Mizuzot come first and then the Mashkov. That's what God says. And the Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, Hal Shalom. Mashkov always comes first. And then the Mizuzot. That's a beautiful interpretation. That's two interpretations we said of it. The Gemara says in Pesachim, Dafno, Le'olam ya'asok Adam b'Torah u'mitzvot shelo lishma. Shemitoch shelo lishma, ba lishma. What does that mean? That a person should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the beginning at least, shelo lishma. Shelo lishma means for ulterior motives. But the Gemara says, don't worry. Shemitoch shelo lishma, ba lishma. Eventually he will come to being lishma. Understand? Originally in your service to God, it's okay to add ulterior motive. Because eventually the ulterior motive will go away and you'll end up doing things l'shem pa'olam. You'll do it l'shem shamay. Tosfot has a question. Tosfot says, it says over here that anybody that serves God, shelo l'shem shamayim, it's better that he dies at birth and all this other type of stuff. So Tosfot does not depend. If he's doing it, shelo l'shem shamayim, in order to uproot the Torah, or he's doing it for gaava, or he's doing it, to make a criticism against the Torah, that's no good. We're talking about a man where he's learning for kavod. So they call him rabbi. Now what are you coming to the class for? Oh, yeah, everybody thinks I'm not going. I walk into the club after, everybody says, oh, this guy's a rabbi, this guy's a sadiq, this guy's a thing. Oh, so therefore he's doing it for kavod. Okay, it's okay. Come to class, don't worry about it. Because eventually the kavod will go away and you'll do it the shem shamayim. So the olam yal took a number of those shalom ishma, so we took shalom ishma.
This was
accepted. 100%. And I'll get there one day with other shit. I'll get there with other shit. It's almost there. It's almost there. So thank you. Then I said, you're welcome. So you see over here an amazing thing. Maybe we're reading the Gemara the wrong way. We're reading the Gemara, Le'olam Ya'asuk Adam B'Torah Mitzvot Shelo Lishma. Period. And then, why? Kama. Mitoch shelo lishma, ba lishma. Because eventually, mitoch shelo lishma, but it's not to be read like that. They're telling you like this, that when you sit down to learn shelo lishma, your kavanah at that point has to be, I'm learning shelo lishma to get to lishma. That has to be his kavanah. Which is not when he sits down, shelo lishma, it'll happen. He says, I don't have the right kavanot now, but I'm studying al-minat to get to that That's why you read the Gemara like this. Le'olam ya'asok adam b'torah u'mitzvot shelo l'shma. And what type of esek you have to have? The esek has to be shemitzok shelo l'shma ba'al l'shma l'shpa'al l'shkabana. That's what he sits down. Le'olam ya'asok adam. What he's osek. What is he thinking? He's thinking shemitzok shelo l'shma ba'al l'shma. He's thinking, I'll get there. You understand, Elliot?
Yeah.
So that's a big yesod in Jew. Because a guy will come along and say, you know, I'm not studying the Shema, so therefore I'm not gonna stop. He said, no, stop. And don't worry, the Shema will come later on. Now I cannot lie to you. There's a big difference between the Shema and Shelo Lishma, by the way. There was a great rabbi called the Ba'afla'a, Al-Pinhas Levi Ish Hurmit. He wrote a sefer on Ketubot. In the Hagdama of that sefer, he says a big Hiddush. He says that which the Gemara says, Barati Yetzer Allah, Barati Lo Torah Tevalim, that I created the Yetzer and Torah is the antidote against Yetzer Hara, that's only Torah Lishma. Mm-hmm. It's Torah Shelo Lishma is very strong, but might not have the ability. So that answers a lot of questions. So you see, the guy's learning, and you see the guy's making Avodah. I'm going to be at the Torah's Magna Matzla. It has to be Torah Lishma in order to protect from the Yetzer Hara. Interesting. Inyan of Torah Lishma. That means eventually you have to start learning the Torah without any motive, only Lashem Yidiat Torah. Just understand what the Torah says because Hashem commanded us. Why am I learning? Kach tibani abore. Not for glory, not for money, not for kavod, not that they should give me any benefit. Don't make a mistake. You say, I'm learning because I enjoy it. Enjoying doesn't take away from the Lishma. There were some that wanted to say that no, if you enjoy your learning, you're taking away from the Lishma because you're getting enjoying it. The guy goes, I love the class. I enjoyed it. Now that's it. You took something. It's not Lishma anymore. So never mind. You have to come to class. It's like going to the dentist. You have to suffer through it. And the more you suffer through it, then it's of course not. And what's the proof that Lishma is intact, that the sweetness of learning doesn't take away the Lishma? In the morning you make the blessing. Va'arevna Hashem Eloheinu. What are you saying to God, Va'arevna? You're asking God, make the Torah sweet. Make the Torah sweet. What do you mean? Why should it be sweet? And that's the contrary. You see that the pleasure in the learning is integral to the learning. Because if we're asking for that, that means it's not only not a negative, it's a positive. So guys, oh, I'm loving the learning. Oh, you better not love it so much. We don't want you to enjoy the candy. That doesn't take away the Lishma. The Hana'a in the learning itself is part of the learning. That's the Arevna. We're talking about a man where he's Shalom Lishma, where he's doing it for others. He wants to be part of the group. He knows if he comes to the class every morning, they'll include him, and when they go out Saturday night to the movies, they include him because he's part of the Hadra.
Huh?
Or mental exercise. He likes to use his brain. He don't care. Algebra, geometry, okay, Torah, same thing. He sits. They tell him, you have to put on the yarmulke. Okay, I'll put on the yarmulke. No problem. Did you make me cut the Torah? I have to make a beracha. When algebra, I don't make a beracha. Okay, this type of algebra, you make a beracha. Okay, give me, I'll make a beracha. That's the Lishma. Very good. Well, like I told you, he wants to be part of the group. He knows every Friday, Ronnie brings us coffee. So you know something? I'm going to come to the class on Friday. I get a cup of coffee. Maybe I get part of the group over there, bring you peanut butter shake if I'm Bukhair. And then they bring a kanafe, a silk kanafe, katastireni. You have all the benefits. So therefore, it's worth it to come to. At least on Friday, you have a...
We have everything.
Guy comes on Shabbat morning, maybe he'll get a cup of 2 ounces of scotch, maybe he'll get some cantaloupe or something. It's kedai, free breakfast. That's why you came to the class? Absolutely. Did you enjoy the class? Of course I loved it. When I'm there, I enjoyed it. Rav Chaim Volozhin says a very important point. He says that even a guy who comes shelo lishma, he says, but it's impossible in the middle of the learning there's going to be moments that you're lishma. Example, the guy came, why'd you come? I came for the scotch, for the cantaloupe, and for the drink, for everything, for the enjoyment, for the social. Beautiful. Shelo lishma, 100%. Now he's in the middle of the class. He finished the scotch, he finished all the food. Now he's listening. And the rabbi says a very strong question. Now, at that point, the guy wants to know the answer, because he wants to know the answer. Now, he don't care about anything else. He really wants to know the answer. At that point, he's lishma. Which means, now, you pique this curiosity. So Rav Chaim Volozhin says, even if a person is shelo lishma, it's impossible. Somewhere in the learning, it's going to turn lishma. You understand what I'm saying, Joey? In the learning itself, it's going to turn lishma.
So it's better to come
along with that. But that's what the Gemara says. And that's what we explained in Rav Chaim Volozhin. Shemitoch shelo lishma, even in the shelo lishma, shemitoch shelo lishma, in the learning of shelo lishma, Ba'al lishma, come to lishma. Automatically become a lishma. You understand what I'm learning it now? Not later on. That moment, shemitoch, in the middle of the shelo lishma, you look in there, you see some lishma moments in there also. And that's the truth. At that moment, when the rabbi says a big question, like the story of Rav Isaac Harif, when he came to the yeshiva, the big rabbi, and he was looking for a son-in-law for himself. How do they look for son-in-law the older days? Today they look what he drives. But in the old days they had different standards. They look for how he learned. What does he know? What is his learning? So they went to the yeshiva and he threw out a question to the yeshiva guys and he said, whoever can answer me this question, you have a potential to be my son-in-law.
Oh.
He threw out a big question. 3 days, they're all giving him answers. No, not the answer, not the answer, not the answer. 3 days, he said, Abotai, I can't wait here all day long. I gotta go. Nobody got it. He goes. As he's going, there's one of the guys running towards the rabbi. He says, Rabbi, the answer. He says, good, you have the answer? He says, no, what's the answer? He says, oh, you're the guy. Yeah, he's bothered you. Okay, that's the Shem Shamayim. Forget about your daughter now. Now I want to know the answer because I want to know the answer. Forget about now. I lost the bet. But what's the answer? It bothers me. He says, that's the best guy. You're the Shem Shamayim. You care about the answer. Nobody else cares. They said, if I get the daughter, I want the answer. If I can't get it, come on, leave it. Because you're the best guy, you're the Shem Shamayim. So that's what happens in the Shi'ud as well. Although you came, what brought you here was the Shelo Lishma. But once you get to the class and the rabbi starts talking, you say, oh, something, that's a good question. I love to know the answer. Now I just want to know it because I want to know it. I don't care about anything. I just want to know the answer. So Shemitok Shelo Lishma, even in the Shelo Lishma, there's the element of...
Many a guy made 180 in this class.
100%. But it's like even in the class itself, you have moments where you're the Shem Shammai. So they once asked one of the Hakamim, they said, what does it mean when the Gemara says, Le'olam ya'asuk adam b'torah mitzvot? I mean, Le'olam. The word Le'olam doesn't make sense. Le'olam is forever. The Gemara should say, Ba'athala. In the beginning, you serve God, Shelo Lishma. In the beginning of your service. Le'olam ya'asuk adam b'torah mitzvot? Le'olam is forever? How can it be Le'olam, Rabotai? It should say, in the beginning of your service, when you still need to be enticed. So then you need to go do it for the perks, do it for the stuff, the peripherals. But after a certain point, no, the Gemara says, Le'olam ya'asuk. Le'olam, why Le'olam? That's a strong question. Understand the question? What's the word le'olam? It should say bathala. So I saw one of the tzaddikim say a beautiful answer. One of them said, no, it is le'olam. The Mishnah says in Masechet Berachot, the ninth Perek, on the pasuk, Ve'ahavta et Hashem Elohecha, Bechol Lebabecha. So the Mishnah says, what is Bechol Lebabecha? B'shnei Yitzarecha. B'yitzar HaTov, that you have to serve God with the Yetzirah Tov and the Yetzirah Ra. So the rabbis don't ask, how do you serve God with the Yetzirah Ra? I understand how to serve God with the Yetzirah Tov. I have to serve God with the Yetzirah Ra. How can I serve God with the Yetzirah Ra? On the contrary, so to get rid of the Yetzirah Ra. But here it sounds like, no, you have to bring him in. I'm going to bring him in, get rid of him. Explanation is, when a guy wakes up in the morning, the Yetzirah Ra says, what are you getting up so early in the morning for? What are you getting up for? It's 5 in the morning, where are you going? At that point, he's supposed to say, I want to get a good cup of coffee. The coffee smells good, I'm going to get a cup of coffee. You say, ah, you're getting up for coffee? Look out, get up. Now, once you're up, you tell the Yetzirah Ra, I tell, I got up to go learn. And then you need to use the Yetzirah Ra to get it started. You understand what we did? You tell the Yetzirah Ra, yeah, I'm getting up because I want to go fool around with the guys, catch around, we'll joke, the rabbi, well, have a good time. Oh, are you having a good time? No, I'm sorry, I thought you were getting up to learn. I'm not getting up to have a good time. Okay, cover. You leave you alone. Once you get up, nah, I'm up already. That's it. You go straight to the yeshiva. You got it or no? That's why it says in the Beit HaMikdash, they had the menorah over here on the south side. You understand? The menorah was on the south side. The menorah represents wisdom, yes? And what do they have on the north side? The Shulchan. The Shulchan represents money. Correct? The Gemara says, Shulchan b'tzafon. Menorah b'darom. Good or no? So the Rabbi Shlomo HaMelech says, Uri tzafon. Uboi teman. Uri, when you get up in the morning, Uri tzafon. Tell the Yisrael, I'm going to tzafon. I'm going to make money. However, when you get up finally, where should you go? Go to the south, the boy Teman. And say, you fooled the Yetzirah Ra? What do you say for? Tell you, I'm going to more money. Ah, money, you get up. Once you get dressed, you put on your side? You go to the Midrash. So that's what it means. Which is, even when you're at the highest Tadiq, you still need to use the Shalom Lishma. You need to use the Shalom Lishma always to get the Yetzirah Ra out of the way. You understand how we're learning the Gemara now? Le'olam ya'asok adam b'torah b'tot shelo l'shma. Because every day I'm using the shelo l'shma to keep the yeser out of my hair. Okay, we'll move it. Okay, Rabotai. But there's another interpretation. The Gemara says, Le'olam ya'asok adam b'tura b'tura. The Gemara says, Orech yamin b'mina, b'smola, osher v'chavot. What does it mean, Orech yamin b'mina, b'smola, osher v'chavot? It says if a person studies Torah, Torah clearly brings his long life for a person. Orech yamin b'mina, b'smola, osher v'chavod, that brings him all sorts of benefits. How do they know orech yamin b'mina, b'smola, osher v'chavod? When you're studying the Torah, you're studying the names of Hashem. The Ramban says the Torah is all names of Hashem. So they say, if you take the name of Hashem, it's Yud Kevavke. The rightmost letter is the letter Yud. And the leftmost letter is what? He. And Yud, they explain, is what? Borei Olam made Olam Abba with the letter Yud. Olam Abba represents Arichut Shamin, because Olam Abba is never ending. And He, God made Olam Azeh. That represents Oshin v'chavod. So it's Orech Yamin b'mina. That's the Yod. U'bishmola Oshin v'chavod. That's the Eh. So when a person studies Shelo Lishma, he's studying either because he wants to get Olam Abba, it's also Shelo Lishma. Al Tiyu ka'abadim am shalitim etarav amenan l'kadefas. Even if it's like, I'm doing because I want to get Olam Abba. Are you doing it for the payout? And let's say God says you there's no payout, you're not going to learn? That's it, not interesting. You're not paying, I'm not learning. I said, not the same way. He said, wait a minute, I should do it for nothing? Yeah, and if your father told you to get him a glass of water, what do you tell him? How much? How much? How much? I work for nothing? He says, I give you $50. I'm not doing less than 100. $50 is your own water. What do you think I'm over? Your slave? So $50, I'm going to get out of my comfort? $100, I'll think about it. And if you want ice, it's $150. What kind of crazy guy is this? Rasham al Sham. Person serves his father because he said, I love the father, because he's giving him a reward. And if he gives him the water, he stands there with his hand out. But there, I said, hey, come as well as I'm going to. And he doesn't give me, pours the water on his head. What kind of crazy guy is this over there? So we come to Borei Olam and say, no, I'm going to learn Torah. How much Olam Abba am I getting? Oh, you're getting a lot. I'm getting a lot. I'm going to say, no, now you're talking. Now you're talking. So again, even the Olam Abba can be a real Shiloh Rishma. It's levels. Rabotai, don't say, oh my gosh, I always do it for Allah. That's why that's what gets me up in the morning. Okay, so don't worry, you're Shiloh Rishma. One day you'll get to the 100th level of Rishma. But even if you're doing it for the reward, there's a... You understand? The thought has a question. The thought says, if a guy comes along and gives tzedakah, the Gemara says, "Anoten tela l'tzedakah ve'omer amenashi yebeni harei ze tzaddik gamur." He gives tzedakah and he says, "I'm giving the tzedakah." His son got a little sick. He says, "I'm giving the tzedakah so my son will live." The Gemara says, "Harei ze tzaddik gamur." Tosfot says, "What do you mean? Shelo nishma? He's giving it for..." You understand what's going on? He's giving it for ulterior motive. So Tosfot answers, you know what we're talking about? Where he gave the tzedakah so his son will live, and his son died! And he didn't regret. He says, doesn't matter, no, I gave the tzedakah, I'm happy. Understand? That's the Shem Shamayim. Because you see, he gave it even though he didn't get the result. Not like the guy that goes to the Chinese auction. He puts all stickers in his mouth. Why are you giving all these stickers? Tzedakah. So why are you putting it in the thing? Nothing, I don't care, man. I don't even care. Look, the main thing is tzedakah, man. That's my makabana. Then he goes home. He tells his wife, listen, I'm going to sleep, but they're going to call. So when they call, you wake me up. You wake me up immediately. We've got to go pick up the ping pong table. We've got to go pick up all the games. He gets up the next morning. No, didn't I tell you to wake me up? They didn't call. Can't be, they didn't call. You know what? Probably they didn't want to call because it's late at night. They're not going to call. They're going to call 12 o'clock. They have to wake me up. Probably they're going to call today. They go to work. Text me when they call. 12:30. Hey, can you get in touch with me? They didn't call. All of a sudden, by 3, 4 o'clock, he called them. You trying to reach me? I heard somebody say, no, I'm not trying to reach you. Everything okay? Oh, by the way, thank you for the $2,000 you gave us last night. It was a big success. Oh, by the way, who won the jewelry? Oh, yeah, the next door neighbor, he won. Amazing, he put in one ticket. He spent $22, the guy won the $42,000. Very nice. Okay, thank you. He gets off the phone, he says, haram, I wasted all that money. What a waste of $2,000. Bingo, he lost the whole thing. Everything's gone. You understand? Now, if the guy gets off the phone and says, I'm happy. I gave the money. What's the difference? I care about the jewelry? On the contrary, now I'm the same Samayim. I don't regret. So that's what's for. Understand what happened over there? That you don't regret the mitzvah after you did it. I once saw a different answer to this question. What does it mean? How man? Sel azul is dakar. Is it tzaddik gamur? Because according to the sefer, it's so difficult. You're calling a guy tzaddik gamur. The guy originally did it for ulterior motive. Although it didn't work out, so we say, he's a good guy. You want to call him a tzaddik gamur? He's not tzaddik gamur, really. You understand my question? So he explained it like this. You know why the guy is tzaddik gamur? The guy wants to give tzedakah to somebody. You know, it's one of the hardest mitzvot to give tzedakah to somebody, because you don't want to embarrass the guy. You don't want to embarrass the guy. The guy doesn't want to take. Nobody wants to be a taker. The guy wants to be a giver. He has to take everything he needs. So you have to figure out a way to minimize the guy's embarrassment. So the guy goes to the poor guy and says, do me a favor. Lo Alenu, he has a son, he says, he's very sick. He's in the hospital. Do me a favor. I'm so busy, I have to go take care of and all that. Could you take this $50, go make a se'udah, make berachot, for Asher Emma, Abraham, then this. Trust me, I want to do it myself, I can't do it, I'm too busy. You'll do me a big, and please, let me know that you did it, make the berachot for his, I need for $50, so I never ate a se'udah in his life. It's beautiful, okay, I'll do it. And the rich guy tells him, I thank you. Please, you don't know, I'm indebted to you. He's not the least I should do. Now he goes to eat the seudah to the Wamelech, he says the name and all that. He comes home, his wife says, well, you look good today, what happened to you? He says, listen, the rich man came to me, I did him a big favor, his son is in the hospital, and I ate the seudah, and I had kabanot, and all that stuff over there. And he says he's indebted to me. I said, why have to be indebted to me? It's my pleasure to help him. My pleasure. Beautiful. The wife says, well, buddy, you did a big chesed today. The rich man comes home, and his wife was, where were you? I just gave, giving her some tzedakah. All of a sudden, his son walks in. His son's 100% healthy. The whole thing was a sketch. He doesn't have a son that's sick. He doesn't have a son that's in the hospital. He doesn't have anything. He's making up a story. HaOmer, tel azul tzedakah amenat yahyeh b'ni arit tzadik amud. Because the whole thing is a theatrics. He doesn't have a son, he doesn't have nothing. He's doing it so the poor guy doesn't get embarrassed. He's saying, he's Omer. Is that the truth? That's a Sadiq Amur. Because he walks away, he makes Na'ani for like $1 million. He made up all stories. But that's the same Shamayim. All these things are Lishem Shamayim. That's the key element of the Torah, Lishem Shamayim. That's the Torah of Hashem Shammai. Olechamim b'mina u'b'tmula oshet echavot. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he came to give them the mitzvah, Korban Pesach. This is the first mitzvah they're doing in a long time. Korban Pesach. So what I'm telling you, Moses. The right mashkof represents Orech Yamin b'mina. And the left, the left mezuzah, the right mezuzah, doorpost, is Orech Yamin b'mina. And the left doorpost is what? U'b'smola oshev v'chavod. The two doorposts represent Shelo l'shem Shamayim. Orech Yamin b'mina, u'b'smola oshev v'chavod. God says, start with the mezuzah. And then you'll get to the mashkof. Mashkof represents L'shem Shamayim. You understand or no? But if I'm telling you, Shelo Lishma. Shemitok Shelo Lishma. Then you'll get to know. Which is, why did they do the Korban Pesach at that time? So you get out of Egypt. God says, do this Korban Pesach and you get out of here. That's all. Let's get out of here. Want to get out of jail free. Finish. Do the Korban Pesach. But you also do it. Do it. Mezuzot and then Mashkof. Understand? Also, then the question is, so why did Moshe Rabbeinu reverse it then? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu do Mashkof and then Mezuzot? That's a strong question. Hashem giving him a leniency. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu making a stringency? As if Moshe Rabbeinu saying, no, you have been Hashem Shammai. Not so. Why would Moshe Rabbeinu be so stringent? You understand what's going on or no? Huh? Yeah, but what's the answer according to the Derash over here? The explanation of that. We once went to visit the Square Rebbe in the New Square, wherever it is. Huh? When we went to see Rav Chaim Brim, exactly. Rav Chaim used to go to Square to be the Hazan for Yamin Nuraim. So we used to go always after the Mitzvah to the Square Town. And then we used to visit the Rebbe. You go into him, he gives you a beracha. So one time we went to see the Rebbe. So I forget what language, maybe he was talking even in English. I don't know what he was talking to us in, but we understood him. I don't think they were up to 2 million square time. I think, but I don't know how long. We understood whatever we were talking, we understood. So he says, what does it mean in the Gemara when it says, Le'olam Ya'asok Adam Torah Shelo Nishma? Le'olam? I mean, Le'olam. It shouldn't be Le'olam. It shouldn't be Le'olam. It's the beginning. The question we ask. So he said like this. He said, there was one time a story of Rav Sa'adiyah Gaon. And Rav Sa'adiyah Gaon went to a hotel. And Rav Sa'adiyah, he was incognito. He came like a regular Jew. He gets to the check-in, and they tell him, sorry, no vacancy. He says, you can't find a room, and all that. He says, buddy, there's no rooms. You know, go across the street to the Motel 6, there's no rooms over here. He says, I went to the Motel 6, there's no rooms over there either. Okay, we can't help you. Fine. He goes, he sits in the lobby, he's lying on the chair, he makes himself like a little thing, lying on the thing. All of a sudden, a guy walks in. They say, oh, look at this thing, this is a Sa'adiyah Gaon. This is a Sa'adiyah Gaon. All of a sudden, people start coming, Sa'adiyah Gaon, there, Sa'adiyah Gaon. All of a sudden, the lobby of the hotel, hundreds of people, Sa'adiyah Gaon, I'm there. So the guy at the front desk said, who's this guy here? They said, this is Sa'adiyah Gaon. But hey, Mahila, I didn't know you were. Please, we have the presidential suite for you, a cop on the house. Mahila, I thought you were a regular guy, but I didn't know who you were. Yeah, I beg apologies. What? He stayed in the room. He comes on the next day, he tells the students, Abutai, I learned a big musar over here. What happened over here? What happened between the first meeting I had with the front desk and the second meeting? What happened? What made the difference? A yidi'ah. Once already he had more yidi'ah on who I was, already he has to apologize. He was talking to me thinking I'm Mr. Sanslav. After he realized, so I didn't give you the right kavod, I didn't know who you were. So he said, you know what I learned from this? He says, today I serve the Borei Olam, thinking that the Borei Olam is this. But now, the next day when I see Borei Olam is much greater than I thought the day before, so I say, wow, Mechila God, I thought I knew how great you are, but today I realize you were much greater than if I asked you for forgiveness for yesterday's service. Now what happens, the next day she's gone even higher. So he said, Borei Olam, wow, Mechila, I didn't know you were so great. Yesterday, if I would have known what I know today, I would have served you yesterday much better. So please forgive me for yesterday, sir. So they're going to come that every single day. This Sadiq is always, he always looks at yesterday's service as Shelo Nishma compared to today. So the Gemara is saying, Le'olam Ya'asok Adam B'Torah, Le'olam Ya'asok Adam B'Torah V'Zot Shelo Nishma. Because if you're constantly getting higher, you always look at yesterday. I said on Ishma compared to today. We don't have the ability to do this every day, but we do it from time to time. We 2 years ago we thought we understood the Amidah. Now we're starting to learn more deep in the Amidah. Wow, I didn't know this over here. All of a sudden, you say, okay, all this was compared to what I know now, it's still only stronger than it did yesterday. And guess what? We're gonna learn some more stuff. When you think today is Lishma, tomorrow will be Shelo Lishma. When you're always growing, yesterday was Le'olam Ya'asok Adam. That means you're constantly growing. Understand? So that's the secret of what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing. What was Moshe Rabbeinu doing? Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, yes, Borei Olam is 100%, we don't question God. But really, you have to start off with the mezuzot, you have to start off Shelo Lishma. And then the Shelo Lishma will bring you to the maskov, which is Lishma. But guess what? Now that you're Lishma, it has to bring you back to Shelo Lishma of the mezuzot. You know that? That means don't think once you reach the maskov, you're done. Now you have to serve God on a higher level. That means you go back to being Shelo Lishma again. Borei Olam was telling him one direction. Shelo Lishma leads to Lishma. And Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, and your Lishma has to lead you to Shelo Lishma. That means you can't stop. Once you reach the Lishma, you can't stop at that point. You have to move to the next level. Now you serve God on a higher Madriga. Understand what we're saying? Is the Sadduqeen, they never finish. They're always Shelo Lishma because they're always reaching higher plateaus and higher madrigot. That's why they say the Sadduqeen, they never get out of the doorpost. They never get out of the doorpost because they're always in the same resort. Orechamim, bimina, b'shosh v'chavot. Shelo Lishma. That's why the Pasuk says by Avraham Avinu, it says, "V'hu Yosef Pesach HaKohen." What do we care where Avraham Avinu was sitting? And if he was sitting somewhere else, was sitting on the balcony, sitting on the porch, sitting on the terrace, we Yosef Pesach, the Tzaddikim, they're always sitting Pesach HaKohen. They're sitting between the mezuzot. They're always involved in this growth of Shelo Lishma to come to Lishma, Shelo Lishma to come to Lishma. And what does it say in the Pasuk? Zeh Hashar Ladonai Tzaddikim Yavovo. The Tzaddikim always are walking by the Sha'ar. Zeh Hashar Hashem Tzaddikim Yavovo. The Tzaddikim are always walking through this Sha'ar, which represents this constant Aliyah Ruchani, this constant growth. So who's right? They're both right. Of course, but Olam is telling us, start Shelo Lishma, but you'll end up to the Mashkov. And Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, good, now you got to the Mashkov, go back to being Shelo Lishma again. Start the process again. Pesach HaOhel. You never get out of the Pesach HaOhel. It's a revolving door. You keep on after. But every time you revolve, you're revolving at a higher level. You understand or no? The last chiddush that we said on this, the Olam, יעסוק אדם בתורה ומצוות שלא לשמה, שמתוך שלא לשמה בא לשמה, is the following. The Gemara says, that when you do mitzvah, you need two things. Gemara says, "Yesh shiachol ve'enlo." There's somebody that's able to, but ve'enlo. Ve'yesh she'enlo ve'yachol. What is the Gemara talking about? The Mefashim explaining there's two Jews. You have one Jew that has the ability to do the mitzvot. Yes, so he has the ability. He has the capability, he has the money, he has the wherewithal. But he does the mitzvah without kavanah. The enno, he doesn't have kavanah. Like most people, they do the mitzvot like robots. But he did the mitzvah. The main thing is the mitzvah, by the way. The kavanah is nice, but the main thing is the mitzvah. Because if you're going to tell me the main thing is kavanah, so now I'll just sit in my house all day long thinking about shaking a lulav. I'm thinking about, kavanot of the Ariza. You can have all the kavanot of the Rashash until you shake the lulav, you did nothing. You hear this? A guy shook a lulav with zero kavanot. He didn't make a barakah, the guy. He shook the lulav one time like this. Another guy sat in his house and meditated kavanot al-Rashash on the lulav from beginning to end. Who's better? The guy that shook the lulav without any kavanot b'chlam. And how much credit does the guy who has the Kavanot of the Arizal get? Zero. What do they do? In action.
Oh, he didn't take it.
He's just thinking. Kavanot. He said, what do you mean? Oh, my Kavanot. Kavanot nothing. The action is the key. Lo ha-medrash ikar el ha-ma'aseh. So there's some guy, he has action, but it's not Kavanot. There's another guy, he has Kavanot, but he doesn't have action. What are we talking about, a guy? Let's say a person, he wants to do the mitzvah, but he can't. He's sick in bed. What is he thinking? I wish I could go pray Shabbat, or yes, Kabbanot, he wishes I could serve whatever. But he can't. Or he's in a place where they don't have Arba Kosot, or Machzan, or that. What is he yearning? He's yearning, oh, I wish I could do this mitzvah. What is he happy as Machshavah as Ma'aseh? You understand what's going on over there? So both of them are missing something. They both have deficiency. So what does Borei Olam do? Borei Olam is amazing. He finds the guy with the mitzvah, and he finds the guy with the kavanah, and he marries them together. He's mitzvah. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzaref machshava lema'aseh. What does that mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzaref machshava lema'aseh? That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the machshava of the person, of one person. Normally we explain that Gemara, what is about if a guy thought to do a mitzvah, but he wasn't able to, God considers it like he did it. Like a little mitzvah, machshavah lema'aseh. He tried to do it, he couldn't do it. So Borei Olam said, don't worry, you're good thoughts. But the word mitzvah sounds like he combines. You understand? I come as mitzvah, what is it mitzvah? So the explanation is that God takes Reuven's action and Shimon's kavanah, and he puts them together. And now you have a complete mitzvah. And therefore the Gemara says, Le'olam ya'asok adam b'torah u'mitzvot afilu shelo lishma. Don't worry, even shelo lishma. Shemitok shelo lishma, that action of shelo lishma, ba lishma, will go to somebody that kabbalah. It's ba, ba means it walks, it goes. Ba, ba, where's it going? In J.F., in Maria, where's it going? No, it'll go to the, God will say, don't worry, this action that was Shalom Ishma, bah, it catches on there. Now you have a, so I heard it from one of the great tzaddikim, that Murtas Slanov wrote it in one of his sefarim. I got a kuntra. He said an amazing thing. He said, today in our generation, you're seeing a tremendous outpouring of religion. It's wrong. We remember, your father will tell you, 100 years ago, 50 years ago, in Shari Estil, there was one lulav in those rooms. Maybe there was one lulav, they handed around. Two people had sukkot. The mitzvot, who ate shemura matzah, who did all these things, what do they have, what do they know? Maybe you, mikvaot. Today, Baruch Hashem, a lot of mitzvot being done today, everything is available today, Baruch Hashem. Everything's available. The mitzvot are very accessible. Some guy came before Pesach, he bought the 10 pieces of bread, they're selling the bedikat hametz kit. They sell you the 10 pieces. Okay. And for a little extra, a guy comes out and hides them for you also. And for that extra, he'll find it for you also. You know nothing. You call the guy at the butler service. In the back, 1-800, handle the bidikat. I'm assuming I'll do it with you. Unbelievable. The mitzvot today, all over the place. Today, there's not a corner in Brooklyn that's not selling etrogim. There's more people selling etrogim. You can't find lemon, you can find etrogim. It's amazing. The mitzvot Anybody don't have Shemura Matzah today? Anybody not have Haroset? Anybody not have Maror? The mitzvot are all over the place. But what are we missing in our generation? Kavanah. Like I just told you, nobody has any is Kavanah. We're too busy to have Kavanah. Exactly, that's the Kavanah. The struggle, the thought process, the effort, handle it. Call the guy up, handle it. We're doing the credit we get. Today, not our family, I was a lady make Shabbat, she called the caterer. Yeah, two dozen this, one dozen this, one dozen that. What time are you dropping it off? Okay, I'm not gonna, the maid will be home. Give it to the maid, you call her Yolanda, the guy's coming, put it in the oven, and all that over there. When are you gonna be home? I'll be home, what time's candle lighting? The maid tells her what time candle lighting is. And then you come to the house on Shabbat, I'm sure that's the one man. They say, wow, this is Shabbat. This is Shabbat. Where's the Kavanah? action to have, the action is there, the food's there. You can have the body. Where's the kavanah? Zero kavanah. So it's a headless mitzvah, it's a headless mitzvah, it's missing the rosh. Understand what's going on? Which means, like Eddie said, we want the mitzvah, don't bother me. No feelings, no connection between us and the mitzvah. As long as it's done. Oh, so the son of the Rebbe said, why is that happening today? He says, because in the last generation there were 6 million Jews in the Holocaust. And they couldn't do the mitzvah. They were in the concentration camps. You know what they were thinking? They were having machshavot. And they were saying every time Sukkot came, oh, we wish we could shake the lulav. What would we do to get a lulav in our hands now? What would we do to get a menorah, to light the menorah, Hanukkah? What are we going to do now? They smuggled in a little to make one matzah for the whole... He's in the Holocaust. They had all machshavot, but they couldn't do the... So HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is taking all those pure machshavot of the 6 million Jews and he's mitzaref to the ma'asim over here, and now you're having a Yehud Shalem. Now you're having a perfect... I mean, there's a reason why all this is happening. Because there's a lot of machshavot that are just floating. It needs an apartment. It needs to attach to something. So everybody does a deed. All of a sudden, you ma'ale, one of the kiddushin that passed away. You take his machshavah and your action. You make a shidduch. You make a partner. Shemitok shelo lishma of the living, ba lishma, it goes to the lishma of the guy whose machshavot passed away, but his machshavot is still floating in the air. He's in there with the tikkun about generation. So therefore, we said 3 or 4 interpretations today. But the main lesson is that a person could never stop elevating himself. A person can never stop his growth. Once the person says, that's it, I reached the Shema. And now what? That's it, nothing more to reach. No, le'olam ya'asok adam b'torah mitzvot shelo lishma. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing. Moshe Rabbeinu said, once you get to the Maskot, go back to the Orechemim b'minah, b'shema Oshem Echem. Go back to the Shalom Lishma of the Mizuzot and repeat it. And this lesson had to be learned before they came out of Egypt. Now they're about to do the Mitzvot, they're about to get the Torah. So God had to give them the rules of engagement. The rules of engagement were set by this door over here. Oh. That may explain to us why we put a mezuzah on the doorpost. Interesting. We put a mezuzah on the doorpost. Because the doorpost represents shelo lishma. So therefore they want to remind you, we have the mezuzah, which means when you look at the doorpost, you have to remember that the doorpost is good, but as long as it leads you to the mashkof. So therefore the mitzvah is a reminder, because you might not look at the mashkof, that while you're doing the mitzvot shelo lishma, like we learned, shemitok shelo lishma, your kavanah has to be after get to lishma. How are you going to remember that? So every time you walk in, you see, oh, rechinim, mimina, mishmola, oshem, nechavod, the mitzvah reminds you, hey, that's why the halakha says, where are you supposed to put the mitzvah? B'shlisha anyon. You have to put it 1/3 the way up. One time I was hanging up in the door for a guy in deal. He built a big mansion, and the doors are, I don't know, 20 or more times. But you can't imagine how high these doors were. Each door is 20 feet high. But he says, I want you to hang up the mizuzah. I went, I brought my tape measure, and I'm measuring. I measured the whole thing all the way down. It's 10 feet, 12 feet. So I'm putting the mizuzah at 9 feet high. Oh, he comes in, the guy, the short guy, this guy. He walks in. Hey, how can I kiss the mizuzah? What do you mean, kiss the mizuzah? Who said the mizuzah wants to kiss you? The mizuzah, this is the place of the mizuzah. No, I cannot have it over there. Bring it lower. I said, listen, you asked me to put up the mizuzah. I'm putting it up according to the halakha. You want to have a relationship? Here's another mizuzah. Go kiss it all you want over there. This mizuzah over here. Stays in the spot. No, you got a little set. I cannot take it down. I want you to have protection in the house to be done in the right way. He couldn't. That's why. I got to kiss the mizuzah. The main thing is it protects the door. Why do they want it so high? So it's next to the mashkoh. So when you look at the mezuzah, you see the mashkoh. If they put it low, you don't see the mashkoh. The whole purpose of the mezuzah is to remind you, hey, doorpost, shelo lishma. There's a mashkoh over there. Look up. So they want to put it not on the mashkoh. It doesn't belong on the mashkoh. But it belongs close enough so you have a view of it. Understand? Okay, we'll stop over here. Baruch Allah, Allah.